the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel, Omer Aleph. Me'asos drachecha, shelo yeh hiluchov shel Shabbos, hiluchov shel Chol. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week. Mimtso cheftzecha, cheftzecha asurim, cheftze shemai mutarim. Your own business you're not allowed to take care of on Shabbos, but cheftze shemai you're allowed. Okay, Rashi, mimtso cheftzecha, ki Yehud amorim be'irvin, lo yitayel odom asof sadeo b'Shabbos, leidom mahi tzricha achra Shabbos. So cheftzecha, you can't take care of your business things to go to a place where you want to see what how your fields are doing or whatever. Chefze shemayim mutarim, ki gom poskim tzedakah, you're allowed to take tzedakah, not actually take it, but donate, pledge tzedakah on Shabbos, and meshabtim al tinokos le'oreis, and to make shiduchim, all that's called chefze shemayim, bar mitzvah. The dabar dover, shelo yeh dibur choshel Shabbos ki dibur choshel chol. Shouldn't talk on Shabbos like you talk during the week. Rashi says, ki gom nekach u'memkar v'cheshbonot. Shouldn't speak about business or different kinds of cheshbonos that you'll make. Tosfos says, l'chora, that's included in chefzecha, in mimtso chefzecha, which can't be involved in your business deals. So Tosfos says that it's talking about not talking too much b'chlal dvarim b'teilim on Shabbos. That even during the week, but you can sometimes talk things that have some meaning to them or whatever on Shabbos. Dvarim b'teilim are even more osur during than during the week. They say it even brings down that they're bekoshi tiru shila shalom. It's better not to talk on Shabbos, except the divrei Torah. And in Rashi, they say that he doesn't mean speaking about business mamish, but setting up that you'll be able to do business after Shabbos. That's what Rashi's talking about. Not the actual business itself is mitzochet secha. But your dibur shouldn't be about things that in the future will be business. Okay. Dibur asur hir mutter. Dabur dover, only dibur. But you're allowed to think about these things on Shabbos. Rashi hir mutter lahar belibo. Kach de kach yitzias anitzorich lahotzi al sodazu. You can think about these kind of cheshbonos on Shabbos. You can't speak them out. Bishlam akululachi. All of them I understand. Elishaloya hilucho shal Shabbos kiluch shal chol mahi. What does it mean you shouldn't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week? Ki hod omer av huna omer av, ve amri lo omer av abba omer av huna, ha yamahalach v'shabbos upoga ba'amas hamayim. Person was walking on Shabbos and he came to a brook. Im yochel lo haniach es ragel rishona kolim shetiak rishniya mutter. If he can cross the brook by putting one foot, he can cross the thing in one step. In other words, he can spread his legs, and one foot will be on one bank, and one foot will still remain on the ground on the other bank, then it's mutter. And we'll see Rashi says mutter then even to jump over, even though you could walk over it, but you can jump over it too. The imlav, aser. If not, then you can't jump from one side to the other. So Mara says, maskif lo rava, hechi lavid. Lekif, so what should you do? Walk around the whole brook? Kamafish bihilucha, right? That's even worse. You're making more tircha on Shabbos. Li'aver, what's it called? Zimdin misasrin money. Maya, vasi de shchita, right? To go into the brook and pick up your clothing, sometimes your clothing will get wet. You won't be able to pick them up all the way. And you'll end up squeezing them out. Elabahak, even though efshar shapardami. In such a situation, it's okay to jump over, right? But in normal situations, what's it called? You wouldn't be allowed to jump on Shabbos, according to some Rishonim. That's what we learn over here. That jumping on Shabbos, where you don't have to do it, is also Rashi. Im yochel aniach raglo rishona shenek or mitzad ze aniach litzad ze kolim shetiak rishnia shein rechava yosem ichde psia. The brook isn't wider than one step. Raglo achas litzad ze ushnia litzad ze. One foot's going to be on one side, one foot's on the other side. Mutter af ledalik v'lakor ezu kolim shenach rishona. Then you can even jump over. Also likpots, but if you can't do that, then it's also to jump. So someone says, what are you supposed to do? Likif, the mokum she ha'ama kolosham, go to the end of the brook and walk around. It could be a big tircha. Li'aver shiyosim raglo b'mayim, so what el mai, go into the water. Zimdim esasimane yashuru b'mayim. Sometimes you won't be able to pick up your clothing enough and it'll get wet. So shaper domi l'dalik. So where there's no other eight, so you're allowed to jump. But But pashtus, from this we see that where there is another eitzah, so you're not allowed to jump. Ela kedibor minei rebim rabbi Shmuel b'rabbi Yossi. Ma'ul efsor psi agasa b'shabbos. What it means you can't walk on Shabbos like you walk during the week is you can't take a psi agasa. You can't take big steps. Rashi says, how much is a psi agasa? Ma'ul efsor psi agasa mi avar mishum me'asos drachecha. Psi agasa yosur mi'ama. Psia benin is ama. Psia gasa is an ama, including your foot, including the length of your foot, one ama. So it's basically like a half an ama space between the, what's it called, between your feet. Because in Erevin it says that that's how they measure the tchumim. 2,000 amas, 2,000 steps. So a regular step is an ama. And again, it's including your foot. So to take a bigger step than that on Shabbos, during the week you're allowed to do it. Shani Omer Psia Gasan will tell us Echad Michamish Meos Meor Enov Shalodim. Umahadrele Bikdusha Deve Shimshi. Right? Taking big steps takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. And you get it back by Kiddush Friday night. We'll see what that means. So Rashi says, Kiddusha Deve Shimshi Hashos Miyayin Shal Kiddush B'Leyah Shabbos. Drinking the wine of Kiddush helps to restore your eyesight from taking big steps during the week. So the Marsha explains that in a Chanami, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it because it's not the kind of Shabbos dicker walking, taking big steps. And what's it called? On, during the week, it's a sakon. You can't do it because sakon is not usher to do, just not a healthy thing to do. But on Shabbos, not only is it not healthy, but it's also usher. Others say that there's another difference between Shabbos and during the week. Psia gasa, and during the week, is only taking big steps. On Shabbos, it's running even with small steps. It's also called psia gasa. Running is also usher. Just see about the hiluchah for Shabbos. The Ravan is the one who says that it means jumping, and the Bir Halacha says even Rashi holds it. Stam jumping is also, when Rashi says mutter to jump, it's only when there's no other eitzah. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down both of them. You can't run on Shabbos, and you can't jump either, unless you enjoy what's it called. You enjoy running, or enjoy jumping, and so it gives you a tainig. Then you're allowed to run or jump. And Zmachlokas Achronim, whether that includes also where you don't enjoy running or jumping, but you enjoy running because you want to get to where you're going quickly. Or you're running with Dvar Mitzvah, there for sure it's okay. So there's Zmachlokas, some hold that running because you enjoy running is worse than running because you want to get somewhere quickly. And the second one is Mutter Lechatchil, and the first one's only B'dievet. And the reason is because during the week, people used to have races for money. And if you just enjoy running, we're afraid that you'll come to run races on Shabbos also, which is Taka Aser. Other opinion says that running, where you enjoy the running, that's what's mutter. But if you don't enjoy running, you just want to get to somewhere quickly, and you enjoy getting there quickly, then you can't run, because the running itself is a tircha. Okay, that's what the Taz holds. Taz holds that the only time you're allowed to run on Shabbos is if you enjoy the running itself. And the Bach holds that, what's it called, that either way would be okay, but only b'dievet if you enjoy the running, because we're afraid that you may make races. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal from YU says over here that there's another reason why you shouldn't make an early Shabbos. Because most people make an early Shabbos because they want to eat the same time they eat during the week. And that also is not a proper thing. A person should eat on Shabbos at a different time than he eats during the week. Everything should be different on Shabbos. If you want to dafka eat at the same time you eat during the week, it's not a positive thing. That's the reason. Okay, let's go on. How do you cure this echad michamish meos mimo'or einov, the 1/500th? Of your eyesight. So first of all, if you take 500 steps, you don't become blind. It goes the hadrog, and some say it's only the first step that takes away your eyesight. after that, kivan de dosh dosh. And so Rashi says by drinking the wine of Kiddush. The Ran says that by putting the wine of Kiddush in your eyes, and also he mentions Havdalah too. And the Rabbeinu Yonason says you can't put the wine of Kiddush in your eyes because, first of all, it's baltashchis, and second of all, it's refuah. If you're putting it in for refuah, it's muchach. Nobody puts wine in their eyes, stam. And therefore, it could be our minig is to dafka do it by Havdalah, because Havdalah, anyway, you pour out from the wine. So it's not baltashchis. And also, there's no union of refuah. So our minig is to put the wine of Havdalah in your eyes because of this Ran. And the Meiri says it's the Etzem Menucha of Shabbos that heals you. And the Maril says that it's looking at the Neros of Shabbos B'Shas Kiddush. And the Ramah Taka brings that down, that L'Chatchila, when you start making Kiddush, you should look at the Neros. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Elul Rabbah, say that we're not medactic in that. We're not, for whatever reason, we're not noheg bedavka to do that. And the Ra'ah says that this, using the wine, whatever the refuah is, the wine of Kiddush, Havdalah, only helps for what you do during the week, take big steps. But for Shabbos, it doesn't help. Take big steps on Shabbos, this doesn't help. Okay, let's go on. Okay, I had a pshat, I think we said it when we learned brachas, we learned this Gemara in brachas too, that a person who takes big steps in the world means that he doesn't take the time to assess things properly. He doesn't make any kinds of chilukim, he just plods through the world without being careful to see and take everything for what it is and distinguish between things. He doesn't distinguish between different things, just everything is general. So that destroys a person's eyesight. He can't then assess things properly. The way that it's healed is once a week, or twice a week, you're mechuyev to make distinctions. You have to know if it's Friday or Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos. So there you're forced to make distinctions. That heals a person who goes through the world without making distinctions. Okay. Bomine Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Ma'u lechol adoma b'Shabbos. Can you eat earth? There's a certain kind of earth that was healthy to eat. Omer le v'chi b'chol mihutra. You're allowed to eat that kind of earth even during the week. Shani omer af b'chol osr m'neishu malke. Right? You can't eat it during the week because it's, what's it called? You're going to eat bugs if you eat this earth. It's full of bugs. Rashi. Mal lechol adama or zila balaz. It's some kind of healthy kind of earth. Migozer ba mishum shchika samamon k'sha refuah lo. Did they ask for this because of refuah or not? Or since this is something you can't possibly make something similar to it, maybe it's like a food. She malka, she says, even during the week you couldn't eat it. Maybe lidechol, it makes you sick. So therefore, what's it called? Not only is it not healthy, but it makes you sick because you end up eating bugs in the earth also. Omer of Ami, kol ha'ochel me'afra shel bavel, kilo ochel me'besar avosot. Person who eats the offer of bavel, it's like he's eating the flesh of his forefathers. The yesh omrin, kilo ochel shkotzim u'ramashim. And it's like he's eating bugs. D'chsiva yimachas kol ha'ikum, because all of the animals were destroyed and everything from the mabul came down into bavel. So it was a lower part. So everything was nizgalgel to bavel. So it's like eating shkotzim u'ramashim. Rashi, mipsara vosav shemesu sham begola. You're eating your fathers who died there in Gola, and they weren't zohir in Bavel to make sure that they kept the graves separate. In Eretz Yisrael, they were constantly careful to make sure they knew where every grave was or whatever. In Bavel, over the years, the things got lost. They weren't in control, and they weren't so careful to make sure that they always knew where every bit of tumah was, because the whole land was tummy. Samara says, the Yeshomer kilo ochel shkotzim ramashim. You'll see if I mess on the kum. Rashi, shkotzim ramashim. Oh, we didn't hear it yet. Reish Lakish. Why was Bavel called Shinar? Shekol Mesei Mabul Ninaru L'Sham. All the Mesim of the Mabul were, what's it called, were rolled down there. And the Marsha says, even though Lamaisa, then so it comes out all these mesim were there. Why does it say Kilu Ochel Mebasar Avosa? Why does it say it's like you're eating from the dead of the Mabul? So the Gemara says that later on that the Shkatzer and Moshim also were they were disintegrated. The bodies for sure were disintegrated by that time. That's not not that you're eating the people from the Mabul. But the people who were buried after that, they may have not disintegrated. The ones that the graves got lost or whatever. Okay. Amar Rav Yochanan, Loma Nikra Shema Metzula. Why is Bavel called Metzula, the deaths? She called Mesei Mabul Nitztal Lusham. All the dead of the Mabul, right, ended up sinking there. V'yesh Omrim Ki'ilu Ochel Shkotzer Ramashim V'avadis Mechuyeh Ismachu. They already disintegrated when you're eating Shkotzer Ramashim. All those Shkotzer Ramashim were already disintegrated. Amru Kivin Demalki Gozri Be'Rabbonin. Since it's not healthy anyway, they made a gzera not to eat it because sometimes also the bugs haven't disintegrated. So therefore you're not allowed to eat this this kind of earth. Rashi Shkotzer Ramashim V'avadis Mechuyeh Ismachu V'lo Nasu Offer. Right, they what's it called, disintegrated. They didn't become the offer that you're eating. Since it's not healthy anyway, the Rabbanan made an isser to eat it, and they were afraid. They included also the idea of maybe you're eating shkatzim or mashim. Okay. Ahu gavra de ochel gargishta, the ochel tachli, the kodchu le tachli belibe umes. The person who ate gargishta, gargishta is, I don't know what does it say? Titnaki. Okay, some kind of mud. He ate mud, right? And then, v'ochel tachli, Rashi says, no, what's it called? The shachalayim, some kind of cress, right? And he ate cress, so he ate earth and cress, the kodchle tachli, and it took root in his stomach and grew. Umis, and he died, right, because he had things growing in his stomach. Okay, so therefore eating adama is another reason why, because you may eat other things that will take root in it when you eat the earth. Rashi, kodchle tachli, nilketu hashachlayim badama, the godlu b'meyot. The Naga Balibo mace, it grew in his stomach and ended up pressing on his heart, and he died.
So is that Mr. what they used to tell us when we were little, he used to swallow watermelon seed?
I don't know, could be. Doesn't matter, it happens all the time. It happened here. Rabbana, where were we? Okay, V'rachatz v'sach v'sam simlosayich. Now we're darshing some psukim from Rus. Because they have to do with changing your clothing for Shabbos. So Naomi told Ruth, you should wash and put on oil and then put on your clothing. Amar Rav Elazar, Eilu Begadim Shel Shabbos. What she meant is put on your Shabbos clothing. Tein L'Chacham V'yech Kamod. Tell something to a Chacham, they'll increase it. Amar Rav Elazar, Zu Ruth HaMoavia, U'Shmuel HaRamosi. This refers to Ruth and to Shmuel, that they were told things and they improved on what they were told. Rus the ilu nami kamer lover achatz the sach the samsim losayich olayich viurade tagore, right? That Naomi told her, wash and anoint yourself and then put on your Shabbos clothes and then go into the goren and find Boaz. The ilu b'didoksi v'teret hagoren v'hoder v'taske chol hashut zivata chamosa. And then only what's it called when she went to the goren did she do everything that her mother-in-law said. She didn't change her clothing till then, because she was a chachama and realized that she'd go down into the garden with Shabbos clothing, she's going to look very immoral. Rashi, simlosayich, change your v'chi arumo haisa, when you put on your clothing. She didn't have any clothing on till then. Ela simlos miyuchados, behind the Shabbos. Put on your clothing means change your clothing to Shabbos clothing. V'teret agorim v'chadar v'tas, sham socha v'lov sha simlos nos. She only put on the clothing in the garden. The people shouldn't see a woman coming all dressed up, right, into the Goren, right, and think that she's a harlot. Okay, so she improved on what Naomi told her. Shmuel, what did Shmuel improve on? The ilu eli kamer leishcha v'hayim yikrei lecha v'amarta daber Hashem ki shomei avdecha. Right? Shmuel is hearing these voices, and Eli realizes the Rabbanu Shlom trying to contact him. So he told him, when you hear the voices again, say, daber Hashem, speak, because I'm listening. The ilu b'dideksi v'yavo Hashem v'yitziatze v'yikra k'pam b'pam, Shmuel, Shmuel. But the Rabbanu Shlom came cock and called his name. Vayomer Shmuel, daber ki shamoi avdecha. He didn't say daber Hashem. He said daber. Velo amar daber Hashem. Why? Because he still wasn't sure that it was the Rabbanu Shlom who was trying to contact him. So he didn't want to say Shem Hashem for no purpose. Okay, Rashi. Shmuel shayisa shchina koralo. The shchina was calling him. Mitocha hechel. Velo ha'yadea mi korelo. He didn't know who was calling him. Eli understood it was the Rabbanu Shlom calling him. Go back to sleep. If the voice will come back, you should say, speak Hashem, Hashem means the Shechina. He didn't want to take a chance, but maybe it's not the Shechina. Okay. Vatelech Vatovel, since we started with these Psukim in Rus, we're going to continue. She went and she came and then she gathered in the sada. Omre Belazar, Shaholcha Ubas, Holcha Ubas, at Shemotza Bnei Adam Mehuganim, Leilechim Ohem. She kept walking around till she found people that she felt were proper kind of people to attach herself to. But she saw people who weren't so good, who were collecting, poor people who were not nice people. She didn't attach herself. She walked around till she found the right people and then she joined that group. Rashi. Bnei Adam Mehuganim, Shebekotzrim Leilechim Ohem. From the group of the people harvesting, she found the ones that she felt were proper people, and she went with them. Vayomer Boaz Lenaru, Hanitzav Alakotzrim, Lemi Hanarazos. Right? He asked his boy who was helping him, who is this girl? The Chidarko Shoboz Lisho Benara. He went around looking at every girl and asking about her. Om Rabbelazar, Dovar Chochma Rabba. He saw something special about her, that he wanted to know, who's this girl, who's a Shotzer Chachoma. Shnei Shibolim Liketa, Shlosha Shibolim Eino Liketa. She only took two and not three, right? That's a halacha, that you're allowed to take two things if they're forgotten, but if three things are forgotten, it's not Shikha. The Rashi says, Shnei Shibolim Lisho Benara, Kol Naro Sheroa Hayadarka Lisho, came he was looking at all these girls and asking about them. That's what Boaz usually did. So he said, no, it was something special about her. If she saw two things of grain that fell from the kotrim, then she would pick them up. If she saw three together, ain't loktasim. The Hachi Masnisin, the Mishnah says in Peah, Shnei Shibolim Leket, two of them are leket. Gimelainu leket. If three fall together, that's not leket. The Gra says, I think it's the Gra, the Marsha says, that there's three designations of who can take leket. The Ani, the Yosom, and the Ger. Ger, Yosom, and Ani. So an Ani and a Yosom can take two, because they have two designations. But only a ger who's also a yosom and also an ani can take all three. So really, what's it called? She could have taken three. She could have thought at least she could take three because she had all three designations. She only took two. She didn't take three. The Chedush Arim says what it means is the following: she didn't take three the first time around because she knew nobody else was there that could take three. So she only took the two because that she was taking because other people could take. So she got her share first. She walked through, took all the twos, and then went back and took the threes because she was the only one who could take the three because she had all three designations. Okay. So that's Rebbe Lezer. Masnisa Tana Dover Tznias Rabba. He saw that she was extra tsanua. Not just she was smart, she was tsanua. Omdos Mu'umid. The leket or the shikha that they forgot, standing up, she stood up and took. No flos miyushiv. The things were on the ground. She didn't bend down, bend over. That wasn't sanua. She sat down to get them. V'chosid bakinim narosai. That's narosai. My girls. Who were his girls? That he had a chabur of girls. That he that she should attach herself to his girls. He saw. In other words, he heard that she clung to her mother-in-law when Orpah kissed her and went away. Omar shari lidbuke ba. That it's taka, what's it called? She's the kind of person you can cling to. She clung to her mother-in-law. You can cling to her. He told her, come here. Amra Belazar remez Ramazla. He was Maramis or Asida Malchus based David Lassus Mimech. Gave her a remez that in the future Malchus based David is going to come from her. The seed be halom. By David it says halom. Shenemar, Vayavo Amelot David, Vayeshlev ne Hashem, Vayomer mi Anochi Hashem, mi Besi, ki avisoni ad halom. So by David it says ad halom means till Malchus. And the Malchus was represented by the word halom. Rashi. Omdos shibolim omdos shishochak boaz loketes muumid. The shikhas kama no mehavi shikha. You can forget something that's still standing. That's also called shikha. It's one of the things that the anim are allowed to take. If you harvested and you left it, you forgot it, you don't come back for it. No flos osen shenoshu menakotsrim. The ones that they forgot because they dropped them, also you're allowed to collect. And that loketes miyushif. She used to sit down and pick them up. The eino shocha litlo mishum tzniyah. She didn't bend over because that wasn't sanua. Remez ramazla ruach hakodesh nisru kabo. Doesn't mean he knew this, because later on he still had shilas, whether he was mutter or whatever. That means that the Ruach HaKodesh basically made him say this. He didn't realize what he was saying. Like sometimes people say things and it has meaning, but they don't know what the meaning is. Okay. V'tavalt piteich b'chometz. You should dip your bread in the chometz. Amar Belazar mikan shachometz yofel l'shrab. Here, if it's a hot day, it's good to drink vinegar. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar Remez Ramazla. Here again, there was a Ruach HaKodesh that made him say this, that he didn't know what he was saying, but he gave her a Remez. Osid ben Losis Mimchosha Maisiv Koshim Gechomets. You're going to have a descendant who's going to come from you whose deeds are going to be like vinegar. Umanu Menashe. That's Menashe. And the Marsha says, why Menashe Dafka? Because he was the worst Rasha, and he lived the longest time. And Chometz, besides the fact that it's very acidic and it's not good, it's also, what's it called, the older it gets, the worse it gets. So Menashe had a chance to really become a Rasha because he was the longest king of all these Rishayim. Tateisha mitzad ha-kotzrim, Om Rav Elazar, mitzad ha-kotzrim v'lo b'soch ha-kotzrim. She sat on the side of the harvesters, not amongst them. Remez ramazla, shasidah malchus beistovet shetischalit. It's not on the side, it would look like two camps. To hint to her that, what's it called, that Malchus Beis David was going to divide into two parts. Vayitzbet la koli vatochal, Omre Belazar, vatochal bimei David. He gave her koli and she ate. So it's a hint that they would eat in the time of David. Vitisba bimei Shlomo, they'd have even full in the time of Shlomo. That was the peak of Malchus Beis David. The toast are be mechizkiah, they'll be left over for the time of Chizkiah. The ikat the amri vatochal be me David be me Shlomo. They would in time of David and Shlomo they eat. The tisba be mechizkiah, the toast are be me Rebbe. In Rebbe's time, they'll be left over. There'll be a certain amount of malchus based David that would be represented by Rebbe. The Omar Mara Harurai, the Rebbe had the osur mishvur malka, that the horse stables of Rebbe were richer than shvur malka. Masnisa Tana Vatochal Bolamazeh, you'll eat in this world, the Tisbali Mosa Moshiach, you'll be filled up the ikr of this world, the apex of this world, the Mosa Moshiach, the toast, and they'll be left over lost lava. Rashi. Mitzara Kotsrim, Kola Kotsrim Ifsiku Beino Leveino. All of the Kotsrim separate between her and him. Veloho Shiva Besochim, he didn't put her in the middle of them. Oh, Etzlo, or near him. Ruach HaKodesh, this was a hint. L'rami, Shemalchus Beis David, Hayotzis, Mishneihem, that Malchus Beis David would come from both of them, Asiva Lecholik, it would divide into two camps. D'ilu Yosha B'sochem, lo yaza remez, Hafsoka Beis Shneihem. If they sat amongst them, they wouldn't have this remez of two different camps. Vatocha Vatisba Loshan Osher. Hu David is Shlomo, the Chizkiah. Right? These were the times when Malchus Beis David was as its richest. Ksibahen Osher, Shayum Aviyam Lahen Kol Malchi Eretz Mincha. They were, all the world was subservient to David, Shlomo, and Chizkiah, and they brought them riches. Aharurayim Memuna Alasusim, Upragashalo, right, was richer than Shvur Malka, the king of Persia, his stable boy. Okay. The Tachas Kvoda Yikad Yikod Ki Yikod Eish, and it says by Sanchorev, that his soldiers, right, Tachas Kvodo, they burnt up like a fire. Rashi, the Tachas Kvodo, Aidi de Ari Bikrod, Biplugsa, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Nakti Lahai Hocha. Since we had already a pasuk that Rabbi Lozer and the three different pshatim over here, right? Rabbi Lozer said one thing, and right. Who else? No, it's a Rashbam. We had the psukim before Rabbi Lozer was explaining, and now we have a machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So it brought down this machlokus too, even though it has nothing to do with what we learned till now. Even though a little bit it does, because we're talking about changing your clothing for Shabbos, and we said the clothing is called kavod, mechabdusi, and here we'll see that it also brings down that same thing, that clothing is called kavod. The tachas kvodo, so Rashi says, hachi garsina, Rabbi Yochanan omer tachas kvodo v'lo kvodo mamish. Okay, let me get it. Rabbi Yochanan, v'tachas kvodo v'lo kvodo mamish. Underneath the clothing, but not the clothing itself. Rabbi Yochanan tamed, Rabbi Yochanan kor lemani mechabdusi. He used to call his clothing that which honors me. So under the honor means their bodies burnt, but their clothing didn't burn. The bodies burnt, but not the clothing. Rabbi Lezer omer v'tachas kvodo, tachas kvodo mamish. Tachas kvodo means, right, in place of. Okay, Rashi, v'hochi perusha, look at Rashi. Bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'Rabbi Lozer, gufa nisra. The bodies were burnt, but not the clothing. El Rabbi Yochanan mashmalei tachas kvodo mikomo tachas raglav. V'loshu tachtis, underneath, mamash. Right, underneath their clothing. He used to call the clothing kvodo, so tachas kvodo means underneath their clothing was burnt, but not the clothing. U'kvodo haina begoda. V'hochi kamar, tachas bigdeyem shol chayalosav shol sanchorev yikad yikod. There was a fire that burnt under their clothing and burnt up their bodies, but not the clothing. The lobig day of Nisrafu. Rabbi Lezer mashmalei tachas lashon chalipin. Tachas can also mean in place of, right? Like kemo yishalim tachas hashor. Doesn't mean underneath, it means in place of. Mishum Rabbi Lezer lo kori lemani mechabdusi. He didn't hold that the word kavod means clothing. So when he held hilkach ha'krocha kvodo hainu gufo. Kvodo therefore means their bodies. So in place of their bodies, there was fire, ashes. Their bodies became replaced with ashes. Right, so that's how he learns tachas. Not under their clothing, but in place of their bodies. The hachikomer, kvodo mamash yisareth, the tacht of ye'efer, usreifas ki yakod esh. In place of where there wasn't once a body, now there's ashes. Rav Shmuel mashmalei, tachas k'Rav Yochanan. Rav Shmuel held like Rav Yochanan. The word tachas means underneath. Ukvodo kribalezer, but kvodo he held means a body. Hilkach kro krib yochanan midrash, the tachas kvodo nisra, velo kvodo mamish, the high kvodo gufahu. Hilkach srepas bnei aron, srepas neshama the guf kayim. Get on reading the Sanhedrin medal miso. So the last shita, Shmuel bar Nachmeni omar, tachas kvodo kisrepas bnei aron. Malahalan srepas neshama the guf kayim, afkan srepas neshama the guf kayim. He holds that their bodies weren't burnt. Tachas means what's it called underneath, and kvodo means their bodies. Underneath their bodies was burnt, but not the bodies themselves. So he holds the neshama was burnt, but not the body. And the other ones hold the bodies were burnt, but not the clothing. But they learn it what's it called two different ways.